Shabbat Shalom again. My name is Rabbi Zelig Golden, and I am one of the founders of Wilderness Torah. And it is a great pleasure to be here with everyone here tonight. Thank you for bringing your heart song. And Mikey Parker, who's making a move right now. He's our music director, and I want to give a shout out to Mikey for his great music career. Thank you. Yeah. And I want to, in particular, thank Urban Adama, Adam and the team, for partnering with us all these years and for creating this amazing space to join together in prayer, to join together in celebration. So thank you. Wilderness Torah is an organization that is efforting to awaken earth-based traditions, but to get to the deeper levels of remembering who each one of us is, so we can remember who we are as a collective in the deeper places. And we talk about rebuilding the village a lot. And at the core of that is discovering what our gift is, and then finding a place to offer that gift. So thank you, everyone, for the gifts you bring to the world and the places you bring them. And one thing we recognize is that the offering of our gifts often gets blocked by... Fear. What else?
Train.
Ego, the train coming. Materialism. Limiting beliefs.
Capitalism.
We could spend all night long talking about the challenges. I'm going to pick up on limiting beliefs for a moment. Thank you, Ophir. Sexism. There are many. In this Torah portion, we're in the third chapter of Leviticus, which is the third book of the Torah, the third of five. This is called Shmini. And in Shmini, which means the eighth, it's the eighth day of the convocation of the tribe in the desert around the Mishkan. The Mishkan is the place where we lit the sacred fire for the first time in the desert, where the Spirit dwelled, where we gathered and built a holy place. And today in the Torah portion, it's the eighth day of the holy convocation. It's one of the holiest times for the forming tribe. And Moses and Aaron are learning about the offerings, the korbanot, the things that we do to give to the Creator in order to come close. Offerings of incense, offerings of oil, offerings of flesh, offerings of grain, etc. It's the beginning of that way with the fire. And what happens? What happens at that fire? It says that Nadav and Avihu, the two sons of Aaron, they step forward and they offer Esh Zara, a strange fire. And in that moment, a fire comes down and consumes them. So what happened? In reality, we don't know what happened. The rabbis had heydays with this. There are story after story and interpretation after interpretation. Some say that they were so holy, they went to the divine. I don't really believe that myself. Others say they just made a mistake and they did it wrong and they were punished. And I have a hard time with that one as well. But what we do know is the text says that right after Nadav and Avihu are taken away, Moses says, from the words of God, "And those who are close to me will glorify God." And he looks at Aaron, and the Hebrew says, "Vayidom Aharon." And Aaron, the father of these two sons, is silent. It's a tragedy. It's possibly the worst tragedy in the Bible on some level. You know, we have the Akedah where Moses, where Abraham almost takes the life of Isaac, but an angel comes in that story. In this story, no angel comes. Vaidom Aharon. And Aharon is silent. And then Moshe goes on and continues instructing on the korbanot. It makes me want to scream. And it brings up the notion of limiting beliefs. Thank you. Today, Wilderness Torah, about a dozen of our staff gathered at Canticle Farm, an amazing regenerative culture, permaculture village in South Oakland that is stewarded by Terry and Annie. Would you please stand for a moment just to say hi? This is Terry and Annie from Canticle Farm. I want you to be seen because today you took us on a journey of looking at peacemaking and what it takes to do peacemaking. And there was a lot in that day, so thank you. But one of the things I gathered at the very essence of this training, of doing restorative circling, is that people who are in pain need to be heard. Would you say that's one of the core messages? I was paying attention, I hope. People in pain need to be heard. Vaidom Aharon. Aharon was silent. It's so painful to see this. And so sometimes the Torah tells us what's sacred, and sometimes the Torah gets it exactly wrong, I think. And this is a moment where the Torah gets it exactly wrong. The Aharon should be held to weep. Aharon should be held to grieve and to scream and to wail. The scream of a father. And when it comes to sexism, you know, we should all be given spaces to weep and to wail. It is a time of great change, my friends. We all know that. We are circling to honor that change and to embody that change. And I want to honor your work at Canticle Farm and the work of restorative circles and that essence, that simple, powerful thing of being heard. So I would love for you to take a moment. Are you noticing a pattern? Take a moment with each other. Find someone, maybe this time someone you feel really comfortable with. Or someone that you don't is fine too, but you know, choose your own adventure and just share one thing. You know, if you feel one thing that you would love to be heard in, don't go into the process. Just say, I would love to be heard in my anger around sexism. I heard that come through tonight. And stop there and just name that. Or whatever it is for you. And we'll take that intention, we'll carry through with the rest of Kabbalat Shabbat. With the understanding that we all, God willing, must be heard in those times of challenge.